This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Senior BJP MLA Mohan Charan Manjhi will be the new Chief Minister of Odisha. The BJP Legislature Party unanimously elected the 52-year-old Mr. Manjhi as their leader in the presence of two central observers, Union Minister Rajnath Singh and Bhupendra Yadav. Mohan Charan Manjhi is a four-time MLA from Kyonjar. He was elected to the Odisha Legislative Assembly in 2000, 2004, 2019 and 2024. The BJP also decided to have two Deputy Chief Ministers, Kanak Vardhan Singh Deo and Prabhati Parida. Mr. Singh Deo is a former minister and represents Patnagar Assembly constituency, while Mrs. Parida is a first-time MLA representing Nimapara Assembly constituency. The newly elected BJP Legislature Party leader and Chief Minister-elect Mohan Charan Manjhi is scheduled to meet Governor Raghubar Das this evening to stake claim to form the next government in Odisha. The BJP won 78 of the 147 assembly seats in the just-concluded assembly elections, defeating the BJD-led Naveen Patnaik, who ruled the state for more than 24 years. Several union ministers and the Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led cabinet assumed their respective offices today. Portfolios were allocated to the new Union Council of Ministers yesterday, with several key ministers retaining their ministries. Prominent names among those who assume charge today include Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, Information Broadcasting Minister Ashnavi Vaishnaw and Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju. Home Minister Amit Shah also took charge of the Ministry of Cooperation. Telugu Desam Party Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu will be sworn in as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh tomorrow at Gannavaram in Krishna District. In a meeting of Telugu Desam Party, Janasena Party and BJP legislators held in Vijayawada, the members of Legislative Assembly elected the TDP leader unanimously. Several parts of the national capital witnessed massive power cut after a power grid located in Mandola of Uttar Pradesh caught fire today. The Power Grid Corporation of India Limited, or PGCIL, supplies 1,500 megawatt of electricity to the city. Delhi Power Minister Atishi said that the electricity restoration process has begun and it is now gradually being supplied to different areas of the national capital. In a social media post, Atishi said that she will seek time from the Union Minister of Power, Manohar Lal, and the chairman of PGCIL to ensure that such a situation is not repeated. The University Grants Commission, or UGC, has taken a policy decision to allow higher education institutions to admit students twice a year from the next academic year. Currently, UGC regulations allow admissions in one academic session in a year. UGC Chairman Professor Mami Dala Jagdish Kumar said this will benefit many students, such as those who missed admission due to a delay in announcement of board results, health issues or personal reasons. An inter-ministerial central team comprising of officers of different ministries of central government assessed the extent of damages caused by hailstorm, windstorm and flood due to cyclone Rimal in Senapati district of Manipur today. The team, along with senior officers of district administration, visited different places. It also visited the affected agricultural land sites and riverbanks to assess the damages of riverbank, bridges, inter-village road, water pipelines caused by flash floods. Japan-India Maritime Exercise JIMEX 24 commenced at Yokosuka in Japan. Indian Navy's indigenous stealth frigate INS Shivalik is participating in the bilateral maritime exercise, while Japan is being represented by the guided missile destroyer JS Yugiri. Indian Navy said that JIMEX 24 provides an opportunity to learn from each other's best practices and facilitates operational relations between India and Japan. Malawi's vice president and nine others have been killed in a plane crash. Malawian President Lazarus Chakwera made the announcement in a live address on state television today. And in football, the Indian men's team will take on the reigning Asian champions Qatar in a do-or-die match in the second round of the FIFA World Cup 2026 AFC qualifiers in Doha today. The match will start at 9:15 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.